Continuing Siman Reish test, we are up to Sif Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch says, Kol HaBrachos, all brachos in general. In this topic in Berachim Lav, if you're not sure if you made a bracha, you're sitting down for your coffee, you don't know if you drank some, you made a bracha yet, Halachas Inim Avarach LeBetchil of LeBesoif, you will not need to make a bracha, Chutz Berachas HaMazon, Mepnei Shehu Shel Taira. So meaning, in all brachos, except for Berachas HaMazon, which are all considered dinim midrabanan, we say suffik brachas lahakal, which means, in effect, that as long as if I have a suffik, I'm not sure if I need to make a bracha right now. The halacha is I do not make a bracha because, as the poskim point out, you take the risk of making a bracha levatala, and in general, a suffik drabanan is lahakal, and therefore there will be no need. Not only would there be no need, there would not be any reason for you to make a bracha. There would be chumras to try to avoid it and to do other things we learned in the past, and we continue to learn that throughout the Mishnah Berurah and Hilchos Brachos, trying to avoid safek brachos and not being yotze b'diavad. But halacha is you do not need to make a new bracha except for Birchas HaMazon, which is a din d'oraisa. There we say safek d'oraisa. The chumra, we saw that extensively in the halachas of Birchas HaMazon. Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Tetz, Kol HaBrachos, Mishum Shehin Midivrei Seifrim. These are halachas midrabanan, Usveka d'rabanan l'kulav. Safek midrabanan is l'hakel. And therefore, v'meikul, v'ayin l'el simikuf samazayin, if that's Mishnah Berurah, chutzim Birchas HaMazon, v'hushach k'dei svi, only if you ate enough, that's k'dei svi, da'azub m'choyim in a Torah. Otherwise, you only chai midrabanan. V'ayin l'el k'paydal, sifda Mishnah Berurah, v'nimchaber, mashma, shesasim k'aram, musmag, shesorvin de bracha mein shalish, m'vorach na'shiv asaminim, the typical bracha of mein shalish, on the Shivas Taminim is midrabanan. Abba Be'emes, the Mishnah Berurah wants to point out that Yesh Harbi Rishonim Shesavim Shuvim Midraisa. Many Rishonim hold this Takam Midraisa. Vakin Kosar Achornim. The Mishachah Kadei Sviya Miperis Vitavshus Shivas Taminim and Estapik Loim Birch Acharov. In this case, where you're running into a Shiloh, if it's Daraisa, where you really would have to say it when you're a Mesupik. So in that case, you're Chaloid, eat more, Mesamin Shir Kazayas Bar Acharov Yotze, the Izeg Amasafik Shaloi, and you could be Yotze through this being Mesupik, because now you're making a new bracha. And the bracha achren vayim prim gadam shem tzadat im ilam yosem min yikach min acher shem yishav asem min ugan shach apriyet yikach min mezonis v'yichlo mei bracha. As we saw earlier, the Mishnah Berurah had pointed out there, don't jump into this situation the chatchila. Don't eat when you're not sure what the bracha achren is, and now you're going to eat more and start being nichla on the bracha. But if you are in a situation, he's quoted that prim gadam there. That's where he quoted it, that you would indeed eat more to patter yourself with the bracha and adding words. Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Yud Aleph Shel Torah Vayim Sim Mem Zayim Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Aleph Mashka Sav Linim Birchas HaTorah Im Nistape. There you have Ahava Rabba and other considerations what to do in that situation. Okay, Simon Reishiyot Ha'oichel Pachas Mikazayas Madinai. Someone eats less than a kazayas, what's the halacha? So let's see. Sif Aleph Ha'oichel Pachas Mikazayas. Someone ate less than a kazayas, Be Mipas Be Mishar Ochlin, whether it was bread or other foods. Vashoisa, someone who drinks a pachas mirvias, bein miyayin, bein mishar mashkin. Someone who drinks less mirvias, so we'll just continue the Shulchan Aruch for the mechaber. Mavar etchila bracha realize semin. You make the bracha rishayna. You always make a bracha rishayna because aser le'adam le'hanes ba'ilam hazeh b'li bracha. So you definitely make the bracha rishayna. There's only a question on the bracha achrayna. L'achra, bracha achrayna requires a shir, and therefore einam mavarech klal. You do not make any bracha at all. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkatan aleph ha'oichel kol achem mitzaref le'kazayis levarech alein bracha achrayna u'ilahen. So all foods can be mitzaref for a kazayis, and that would work. Now mishivas haminim bracha. Main shalish. Let's say you have different types of shivas haminim. So it's a little bit of a pomegranate, a little bit of a date, and if you add it all together, you add a kazayas, so you can make a bracha main shalish. Im shaloi mishivas haminim l'din bar nefashis. Then let's say it was two different items. One, either both of them were shahakal. So the halacha is you'd make a bar nefashis combining the two to make a shir. Ochal chati zayis mishivas haminim chati zayis acher. Varech achrein bar nefashis rabbis. Let's say a person had a half a kazayas of a date and a half a kazayas of another fruit. So the halacha is you would make a bar nefashis because you cannot make the bracha main shalish when he didn't eat a sheer kezayis of shivas haminim. Next, v'ad din kishalcha chatizayis pas chatizayis medavar shemavarach bar nefashas rabbis medavarach bar nefashas rabbis. And this comes up when a person eats a sandwich or even a wrap. Let's say a person has half a wrap and they barely ate the wrap, and the wrap did not contain so much flour. So even if wraps are hamaitzi, very often you do not eat enough grain, and this goes back to the shiloh we spoke about before regarding the spices, what is included in a kazayas. But very often a person did not eat a kazayas or matzah. Recording this on Pesach, on Chol HaMoed, many people eat a little bit of matzah at their suda. If you didn't eat a kazayas of matzah, So you can't bench. You can make a bar nefashas typically. So a person should keep that in mind. That's regarding Michael. What about Mashke? Mashke and Sarah from Narviz. Let's say a person had a little bit of water and a little bit of soda. Ain mitzdarif. I feel it in Bar Nefesh's Rabbis. I read this too quickly, but the point is, when it comes to mashke, it is mitzdarif with each other. So orange juice and coffee, all those things would be mitzdarif. But oichal v'shoise, to have a half a cookie and two thirds of a revius of wine, that's not mitzdarif to even to make a Bar Nefesh's. What about food that is accompanied by a liquid? So you have mushroom sauce on your potato conditioner. Tzir shagabi yaruk mitzdarif v'kazayitz kol achshuri ochla mashke bala matik oichal. So salad dressing, that would be considered oichal. That same thing would apply to bread and with other sauce. Let's say eat without dipping it in. It would not be mitzdarif. Let's say the food is the same. You would make a bracha on the sauce has the same status as the food. So then, it's considered a meichel, therefore just eat more. What's the big deal? Let's say you're eating slowly, you're sipping at that wine or coffee, so we'll see. It took more than 4 minutes to eat a kazayis, it's not mitzdarif. And many know this, as we just had by the Seder, that we have to make sure we eat the kazayisim b'chdei achilas pras. Now, Bashir Pras, I am a Tafri Shabbat, come to Mechasim Kippur, for a Chaylu is eating a Pachas Mekashir, Shish Deasim, Shalish Beim, or Arabim, Hacham Mastavra, Deim, Mastavra, Filu Rak, Bedeim, Shalish Beim, because we're dealing with the Rabbanans, the Shirk Azayas, Filu Pass, Lenin, Brech Smozen, Rak, and the Rabbanam, Chimashim, Chay Odom. Now, because of Prima Gadim, the Chosen Rak, Lenin, Shirk Azayas, Avalin, Pask, De Svia, the Chiyu, Hum, Natera, you have an interesting chap here, that when you eat something, let's say a person ate, here's the chap, you ate, what would the halacha be? How could you have a case where a person, this would be the riddle, I have a case where if I eat it quickly and I eat it and eat less of it, I'll make alamecha, but if I eat it slowly, I wouldn't make an alamecha, but if I continue eating slowly, I would end up benching. And this would be the case where you had, let's say, possible bakistan or anything else, let's say bread. If you eat bread slowly, you would not make be eating a kazayis with echilus pras. So you would not need to bench because there's no kedei svia. But if you if you're eating it and you finally get a full suda, then in effect you ate kedei svia and you would in fact be chayiv in benching midaraisa. Okay, next v'savata kareinu mei hoya pasuv garnish nitbach hach ein avim shabay nirgashim. This is an interesting halacha. Let's say you had a sponge cake, but let's assume I'm just going into the halacha l'maisa because the words could be complicated and applying it, and we have other steerers in Shulchan Aruch. We're going to explain this, that you blew up a sponge cake and now you added extra ear. Okay, you added extra ear to the sponge cake. And now the Ein Arvim Shabbai Nergashim, someone eats a kazayis of that, the size of the volume of a kazayis, he's not really eating a kazayis. Let's say a person had a kazayis and then it dried out and it's no longer the sheer kazayis. Once again, you will not make a bracha achorina on that unless you put it back in the oven and then it came back again. When it comes to revius, this is a classic shiloh when it comes to coffee. Someone's drinking a hot coffee and over the course of the psukah de zimra, they drink a kezayis, so a revius. So now, what do we do? So yesh arm dinim estarif. Some say it's not estarif. Now there's two shitas in the enim estarif. Some hold that Shir revius, when it comes to beverages, has to be kedei shtiyas revius, the amount of time it takes to drink a revius, which according to many paiskim, in effect, this would be like one or two sips of beverages. That's what shir revius is. But there are other paiskim that say that shir revius is less. Shir revius would be shir revius is one or two sips. And I once saw the Shem Rav David Feinstein, if a person is drinking from a straw, so then as long as he didn't stop, so that would also be counted. Now that comes up, that it comes out that many beverages, especially how it's consumed. Let's say a person is consuming a ice cold soda or an ice cold beer, and they're sipping it. Definitely comes up when a person is drinking wine, unless you're gulping it down, you know, by the dalakosis. But a person is simply sipping wine or a hot cup of coffee, you would never get the shear of kedei shtiyah or kedei shtiyah servias. However, there are those that argue, and this is. First sheet that argues is the Gra, the Vilna Gaon. He holds, and this is a Chumrah by Yom Kippur. Many people know they wait 9 minutes between drinking, let's say, their 1 ounce or 3 ounces of water that the Rav told them to do. So why do they have to wait 9 minutes? Kedei Achilas Pras maybe is 9 minutes, but we're not dealing with Achila, Kedei Shtiyah. And in fact, many Paiskim say that if a Chayla needs it, that even they could be Mekel, Kedei Shtiyah. However, the Gra holds that a person, that the same shear of Achila is applied to Kedei Shtiyah, and therefore, You have much. It's a kula when it comes to bar nefashas or ala gefen. They have 3 minutes to drink the cup of wine for revius. It's a kula by dal kaisis, but it's a chumrah by Yom Kippur that we don't have. We have to wait 3 minutes in between beverages as opposed to waiting 10 seconds. That's shita number two. Shita number three is the shita sataz, and others hold of this as well. And this is, I'm quoting it from the Taz, but it's not just the Taz, it's other Paiskim as well. The Taz says it in a different way. That the point of the Taz is that we go by the specific type of beverage, and based on that, then we get into the shear. The Taz says this also in the halachas of measuring the actual shear. Forget about how fast. He says that even 1 ounce, a shot of scotch, doesn't say scotch, says yayin sarf, a shot of whiskey, would be like a revius. Based on this, the Machzor Shekel says we could apply this to Kiddush, Shabbos morning, and that's where this, I would call it minog, so to say, of being able to drink less than a revius when it comes to a Kosha Bracha, Kiddush Shabbos morning. One should keep in mind that the Mishabur himself doesn't even bring down the Shita of the Taz. You can find it in the Ber Hativ. He quotes the Taz, but the Taz doesn't even say it by Bar Nefashos. We don't even pass on the Taz by Bar Nefashos. I'm sorry, the Taz only says it by Bar Nefashos, in conjunction with another reason that Bar Nefashos, the Ari Shanim that hold, doesn't require a shear. So with those two reasons, he's makel to make a Bar Nefashos. We don't even pass him like the Taz and Bar Nefashos. He himself did not say this Svara by Kiddush. The Machzor Shekel said this, and there are those that go with it. So if you hear of someone or a family member that relies on it, this is what they're coming from. It's not a made-up halacha. It has earlier sources, but many places in halacha we find that halacha is not like the Taz, and even the Taz himself didn't say this. Halacha is not like the Taz in Bar Nefashos, and definitely not like him when it comes to Kiddush, amongst other issues with people making Kiddush and Schnapps Shabbos morning. So that is that. Going back to our topic here, Vihine, l'inyan shtiyas tei v'kofish ha-derech sh'eskishu ha-cham v'kosh l'tzoysoi b'loi hefzik ha-derech shar mashkin ki mat-mat, the derech is to drink it slowly. So yesh mechlekes rabbi in ha-poskin mitzvah levar bracha chorin, l'deir yishayin ha-hanal u'machzah shekel chayod ha-mitzvah shal levar, don't make a bracha chorin in it, don't make a bracha coffee, v'chein kosa b'derech chayim, v'chein u'minagol v'minagol is not to make a bracha. V'ad shimaisa noigin shal b'soif shtiyoson, manichin kedei shir revi yishayin stari ma'at. So wait for the final revius until it cools off, so you're able to drink it quickly. So there's a chumrah, have to drink coffee to drink, to leave enough to cool off, you can have a revius at the end. Probably that's a grad, the pasuk of the shnia, the shir gadei chilis pras, the nansir of kamashtia, but vada nochon lasaskin, because according to him, you are chayiv if you drink within 3-4 minutes, so you might as well leave at the end, so that leave off 3 ounces at the end to be able to all the shitas. Interesting halacha. Let's say you less than a shir, then you left and you came back. Because you can't say lekiva kama hadar for those that know what we're talking about in the halachas of shina makom. Maybe this is all considered one eating. Do like kiva shal lachutz kave kama heschadas. And as far as bracha achreina, he would not be mitzarif. It's interesting, you have a person needs to make a new bracha in the middle, but as far as the sviya component that I ate enough, it would work even though there was a hesach hadas in middle.